RNZ National, time for Tech Tuesday, and Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services joins me. Hey, Dan.
G'day, how you doing?
Good. You're talking about Microsoft today, which is a bit of a sore spot for me. I feel like I spend half of my life waiting for Microsoft products to load. I got used to staring at a blank screen, but it may be by hardware more than the software, because it seems like a firm in the ascendancy if the value of their company and the wealth of their founder or anything to go by, and they seem to be embracing the future pretty quickly.
Yeah, people like there's the big two businesses out there in IT, you know, Microsoft and Apple, and people have their fanboys and their loves to hates. The thing is that they do actually produce quite good kit, right? That's why people use them. And then there's other reasons, going back to historical ways, that how they managed to get themselves into that dominant position in the marketplace. But that, you know, things have been clicking along with not much too different in things, you know, because there was the drive to virtualize things, and then there was the drive to the cloud.
Yeah.
And we've been steady state for half a decade or so.
Yeah.
And now the big thing is artificial intelligence or machine learning and large language models. Those are the things which are starting to bubble up. And we're now starting to see it actually being,
I guess incorporated into some of their other standard products, right?
Into the hardware,
yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, okay. So what's quite interesting, now this is not exactly new. We're talking about neural processing units, NPUs. You might be familiar with graphics cards in computers, which have been around for quite some time.
Yes.
And that offloads from the main central processing unit, which is the general number cruncher, taking all the 2D and 3D calculations off to the side so it can ramp that up.
Right.
And these days, you know, if you got a gaming computer, you know, the grunt that's in the graphics unit is approaching that of the actual central processing unit. Because for gamers, it's all about how quickly you can get the frame rate up, right?
Yeah.
Now, Apple has put neural processing units in its chips for years, so it's not brand new there. But now Microsoft is looking to put these into its Surface Pro devices, right? And these NPUs they're optimized for handling the really complex mathematical computations that are an integral part of artificial neural networks. So it's like that they're just crunching vast amounts of data in parallel, which is useful for things like image recognition and natural language processing, right? It's because the computer is having to like kind of pattern recognize and trying to match it all in. And humans, we're quite messy. Like none of us, we've got different accents. We've got different ways that people pronounce words. And it's trying to take all of this really analog stuff and then recognize it as like, oh, it is that word, or that is this object in what would be the great blurry analog world of vision and voice. Right?
Yeah, and so that is a form of machine intelligence that works better if you have a unit that is specialized to that task, so that the CPU, the main kind of brain,
yeah,
just gets to focus on general computing tasks.
Yeah, yeah. So in order for like software engineers to be say, look, I want to add in this kind of particular feature into a computer, it's going to have to take some processing time from the main central processing unit. Or if it's got this NPU, it can go, oh, cool. Well, actually, since that can now do that, I'm going to add in a whole bunch of other stuff that I would like to do as well. So it's taking a bit of taking the brakes off. So, you know, if you're using like vision, like you open your phone by looking at it, you know, that kind of, Apple's been doing it for a while, Microsoft's been doing it for a while, the Hello, but it's kind of like, you know, it takes a few seconds to go, oh yeah, that's you, and lets you in. Part of that is that it's also draining power from the battery life, right? So in order to do those kind of things, which are like seamless from you as a user perspective, the computer's actually having to suck juice out of the battery to run it through the CPU to recognize what's going on through the camera and go, that looks like Jesse Mulligan. Okay, I'll open up. Okay. By putting this off to the side, then that can sip battery life only when it's needed, and it's optimized for doing that. And whilst your computer is starting up, that's also doing the recognition in parallel. So it's all happening at the same time. So it gets a much more seamless.
You got it. Got it. And that's mostly happening under the hood, and it means that when future applications that really draw heavily on AI start becoming more common, then they just run seamlessly on our computers. So all going well, we won't notice any difference. But people might have noticed something called Copilot popping up in their Microsoft software. Have I got the news right? Has that just started getting shipped with the new Windows?
Yeah, they're calling it a preview, and it's the open version, as in it's only going to act upon what you put into it. There's also a paid Microsoft Copilot, which is probably more aimed at businesses, to be fair, where you have knowledge workers who are looking to really greatly reduce the time they spend on certain tasks, and to improve on what they're doing with those tasks already. So the new Copilot preview, I've played around with it. It's done some nifty things that have saved me a bunch of time already straight there. But where I think the really cool stuff that's going to happen with that is, say I never really learned Excel, right? Somebody showed me one of my mates showed me how to do pivot tables, and I was blown away. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome. But where something like Copilot can help you out is if you're using the paid version, it's sitting within Excel, and you could provide the prompts to it to tell it what you want to achieve in natural language. Right? What I'd like to do is create a graph of all sales to this section of customers over the last 12 years, looking for patterns with regards to seasonality. Then select those out, and then I'd like to produce that in a bar graph. So you may just explaining it like that, you don't need to know any formulas.
No.
It's just going to do, it's going to dive into your folder where you might have all these previous years' Excel spreadsheets or reports. It'll suck the stuff out, bring it in, and put it out for you to like go, does this look about right? And then you can adjust it from there, which. You know, if you've I just hate things like word formatting. You know, like when you get stuck in a document, you think I'm going to dolly this up a bit, and then 3 hours later you're trying to get the paragraphs to align just right.
And
Those are the
also,
kind of
like
things which
those applications have always had help services, but you could be in Excel and what would you like help with? A table. Sorry, we don't have any articles on tables. And you're like, come on. Excel is all tables. So having AI that can take a dummy, the words of a dummy like me, translate it into computer talk and then put it back into dummy words. If you get into the habit of using it, you'd have to think that would be an advantage.
Yeah, so seeing these kind of chips going into new ranges of computers, it shows the way that they're leading. They're going, okay, this is clearly we're going to start developing a lot more in applications that are going to need that grunt to be able to like even in teams and meetings like this, which we're doing over Zoom, the program, even if you're not using a flash headset that's got lots of trickery already built into it, having those kind of intelligent voice services that the MPU turbocharges, it can be in real time removing background noise and adjusting the gain levels and clarifying the speech, right? It, without you just already inbuilt into the computer. Or if you're a creator and you're like starting to put together a project where you're wanting to pull together different bits of content that you've created before, the AI could actually be suggesting the stuff to you. Oh, I see that you're building out this kind of proposal. Here are the three other proposals that you've done recently. Would you like to copy some of the slides across from it? You know, those are the kind of things that'll like make a real big difference to people who, working in that kind of field.
Good stuff. And the best thing is just to dip your toe in and have a go.
Have a crack.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Great to chat to you. Thanks for the updates. Dan Watson from Vertec IT Services on Tech Tuesday. Catch you in a couple of weeks.